This podcast is brought to you by AMD. AMD is the official technology partner of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team. You're listening to another behind-the-scenes Team Discovery report from the Tour de France with PJ Robis.
Hello from the top of El Suez. Sitting here with Jake Gyllenhaal, Lance Armstrong, Bill Stapleton, and Bart Nags. First day of the Alps in the 2006 Tour de France. Decisive day on finishing on top of El Suez. And Jake and Lance showed up yesterday, rode up the Alp. And I guess, Jake, first time over here. What was it like to ride up El Suez?
Wow, man. Well, Lance broke away pretty quickly at the beginning. So I was left with his friend Bart, and we rode up pretty strong. Bart kept telling me every 5 minutes we were closer to the top. We got pretty close to the top, and he told me I was done. Little did I know I was 5 kilometers from the finish, but it was amazing. It was amazing.
This morning, took a helicopter over and then back from the start. You know, in the helicopter, you were looking around, and you were just like, wow, sometimes I just need to, you know, shake my head. I mean, what was that experience like? I mean, you've been over here in Europe before, but what was it like being up in the helicopter, being at the Tour de France?
There are moments in your life where you kind of just, you pinch yourself, and that's happened, I think, maybe 10 times in the past 2 days with me in this experience. And we've been up, we were riding to the start and thinking about meeting the team and then meeting the team and seeing the chaos that is the start of the Tour de France. Like, just... it's like a dream come true. I mean, I would say I would pinch myself maybe once every month, but in this trip in 2 days, it's been 10 times.
Lance.
Yeah.
Rode up El Suez yesterday. Anybody notice you?
Yeah, a couple people noticed, but I'm just another old, washed-up dude. So in neutral clothing. So, but I was glad to be there.
Yeah.
I liked it. Jake wants to contribute to the story.
We were about 10 minutes behind, I guess, by the end, and every single person that passed would be like, Les Francons! Les Francons is just back here! Yes, Les Francons! Yes, it's with us! Les Francons! They were like running across the road, and we were trying not to crash into them because they were all like so excited and shaking and stuff like that. Speed wobble. We were noodling by the end.
Lance, you went to the start, saw the boys this morning. What was the vibe on the bus? What did you tell them?
Well, it was different because I'd never been on the bus at the tour, at least as a spectator, but I just told them that we all believe in them, and we, you know, understand it's been a rougher tour than they're used to, but that this is an organization with a lot of pride, and that, you know, they have to remember that, regardless of whether or not there's a clear-cut leader or a yellow jersey within the team, they still have to go out and represent. So it was interesting being there, I will say. And we'll see. Tomorrow's another day. Today was great for us, but you know, maybe being in the car tomorrow and give them a little extra push.
We'll be checking in tomorrow from the stage from Bergoisant to La Tussière. Another big day in the mountains here in the Alps. So for all things Team Discovery Channel, go to team.discovery.com. Listen in for the daily podcast and check us out tomorrow. And hopefully the team picks up the morale and we have another good showing.